For the second time this month, the Food and Drug Administration has approved a new drug for colon cancer, the second biggest cancer killer. On February 12th, the FDA approved Erbitux, which shrinks colon tumors by blocking a protein they need to grow. The agency now has okayed Avastin, which blocks tumors' blood supply. Each drug is the first of its kind, NPR's Richard Knox reports.
Avastin's approval is vindication for a dogged Boston researcher named Judah Folkman.
It's a very exciting, I think, landmark announcement and a turning point in cancer therapy.
More than three decades ago, Folkman proposed a new way to treat cancer by blocking the blood supply that tumors need to grow. It's been hard to turn Folkman's insight into a treatment that works. Finally, the FDA was convinced by a study of 800 patients with advanced colon cancer. Patients who got Avastin along with conventional chemotherapy lived about 5 months longer than those who got only usual treatment.
It's hard for people to understand why there's so much excitement over 5 months. And the reason is because most of the other major advances in colon cancer were a median of 1 month or 2 months.
And 5 months was only the midpoint of improved survival.
There are many patients out 3 years now who are still doing fine.
One of them is Jay Roberson of Chesterfield, Missouri. 3 years ago, his colon cancer had spread to his liver. Roberson's doctor said surgery was useless, and he gave up hope.
I've had maybe four or five friends that had the colon cancer, and they all thought they were going to make it, and they all died within 6 to 8 months. And I really expected to die. I didn't think I was going to make it, but I really feel like this stuff did the job for me.
Today, with regular Avastin treatments, Roberson is playing golf, going on cruises, enjoying his four grandchildren. The drug apparently is keeping his tumor in check. David Cherish of the Scripps Research Institute in California says lots of failures litter the road to this success.
We've had a lot of success in treating mouse cancer. This is really, I think, the first drug that has looked good in animal models that has also looked reasonably good in human beings. The jury is still out about how good it's going to get.
Cherish says it's possible tumors will learn how to get around Avastin by calling on any of 24 other ways cancers have to promote blood vessel growth. But just now, FDA's approval is giving the whole field a shot in the arm.
It allows all of us to realize that there will be other drugs behind it that ultimately may be used in combination with the Avastin, so that now we can see this used in many, many kinds of cancers.
There are about 30 other drugs in human trials that block tumors' blood vessel lifelines in various ways. They're being tried in patients with cancers as diverse as those of the breast, pancreas, skin, and bone. Judah Folkman, a surgeon at Children's Hospital in Boston, still has his eye on the prize.
The goal is, can you convert cancer to a chronic, manageable disease, like heart disease or diabetes?
Avastin will cost $4,400 a month. Richard Knox, NPR News.